Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Alice Wirtz. New research at UCSF is showing certain gene mutations can lead to autism spectrum disorders, or ASD as they're known. Our guests today are Drs. Nevin Krogan and Dr. Matthew State. They are here to explain how each of the research that goes into fast-tracking improvements in clinical care. Dr. Krogan is professor and director of the Quantitative Biosciences Institute at UCSF, and Dr. State is a child psychiatrist as well as chair of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at UCSF Health. Thank you so much for joining us today, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
So, Dr. State, I'd like to start with you. Can you help define autism spectrum disorders from a medical perspective and help us understand why developments have emerged so slowly with this disorder?
Great. So happy to do so. So autism spectrum disorder is a broad diagnosis, and it encompasses individuals who have symptoms in two major domains. So one is in their social communication. We talk about reciprocal social communication, their communication interaction in the social world. And then a second set of symptoms that revolve around highly restricted interests or repetitive stereotype behaviors. It is what we call a syndromic diagnosis. So it's based on seeing those features. There's not a biological marker yet of autism broadly. And as I said, it captures a very broad range of people. So across that broad autism spectrum, we include there are individuals who may have these symptoms who don't see themselves or perceive themselves or experience as having a disability at all. And then there are a group of individuals who will require lifelong 24-hour care. So it captures a very broad range of individuals. Though I think the work that we're going to talk about today reflects a subset of individuals with autism spectrum disorders, and particularly those where we found that they have genetic changes, specific genetic changes that are contributing to their syndrome. And most often, individuals who have these kinds of genetic changes tend to be on the more severe end of that spectrum that I just described.
I see. So, Dr. Krogan, can you tell us what's novel about your new research, including technology that you're using?
So, in this study, we're leveraging the set of genes that Matt and his colleagues had identified several years ago. And we're actually studying the proteins. You know, the genes code for proteins. The proteins are the functional units of the cell. And what we've done systematically here, looking at about 100 genes that Matt has identified connected to autism, we're looking at the corresponding proteins, who they're talking to. Proteins talk to other proteins through protein-protein interactions, and they form these modules. And then we're studying them in the context of the mutations that are connected to autism. what are they doing to the protein interactions? What are they doing to the protein functions? And this is important, as I said, not just because the proteins are the functional units of the cell, but most drugs that are developed actually target proteins. So a deeper understanding of the underlying biology at the protein level of diseases or disorders is crucial for ultimately developing novel therapies, in my opinion. That's what we've done here in this study.
Now, Dr. State, how can this discovery help to improve clinical care?
I want to go back, and you raised a really important question, I think, at the beginning that I failed to answer, which is why have developments been so slow? And there are a number of reasons. I mean, I think at heart, the brain is the most complex organ in the body, and the kinds of things that we talk about with psychiatric disorders or neurodevelopmental disorders like autism are those parts of brain function that are sort of most complex, most nuanced, and that just makes it among the most difficult problems that we face in medicine. When things go awry in development and with behavior, trying to understand what the biological basis of that is still in many cases remains a mystery. So that's one of the reasons it's been so slow. Connected with that, we started to look for genes more than a decade ago, actually a decade and a half ago, in part because it was an entree, a way to begin to understand the biology of a subset of individuals with autism. And we focused particularly on the subset of individuals, as I said, who have identifiable discrete changes in their genes in a way that we can interpret as being potentially damaging to the proteins that are encoded. Now, we started that work 15 years ago, but it's taken this long to be able actually in a comprehensive way to actually look specifically at that question, how are these mutations or these changes in the genetic code altering protein function? And as Dr. Krogan pointed out, when we think about traditional therapies and developing drugs in order to treat disorders, that is by and large focusing on proteins. So moving us from genes to proteins becomes a really important step in thinking about how we can translate our basic science knowledge into treatments that are going to impact the lives of patients and families.
Dr. Krogan, can you tell us where you think the future of your research is headed?
Well, I think we're just scratching the surface in terms of a deeper understanding of ASD. What we've described in this study is essentially a pipeline that we've applied to a handful of mutations. And in this pipeline, there's a number of technologies, a lot of Bay Area homegrown technologies, including CRISPR-based genetics, stem cell differentiation, in this case to neurons, and then brain organoids, which are essentially mini brains. And we've used AI here, I think, in very creative ways to help us narrow in on the specific mutations that we think are contributing most to ASD. So now what we're going to do is subject it to this pipeline so we get a deeper understanding of these mutations, which will hopefully open up new therapeutic avenues. And more broadly, I'm very excited about using this pipeline, not just on autism, but other neuropsychiatric disorders like schizophrenia, OCD, anxiety disorder, and other disease areas in general, including cancer, neurodegeneration, and looking at different infectious diseases. So the sky's the limit now using this pipeline, and we are going to be applying it across many different disease areas and hopefully giving a lot of different therapeutic input for future studies.
Really exciting stuff you guys are working on at UCSF. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Krogan is professor and director of the Quantitative Biosciences Institute at UCSF, and Dr. State is a child psychiatrist as well as chair of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at UCSF Health. Thank you for tuning in to As Prescribed. I'm Alice Wirtz.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.